Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister wants police to take firm stand against the illicit burning of sugarcane. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here is a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
If you feel extremely tired or as if you're about to doze off, don't drive. For long trips, have a relief driver who can take over if you become tired or sleepy. If there's no relief driver, pull over in a well-lit and safe area, take a power nap, and restart your journey. A road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
The police are being urged to take a firm stand against persons who illicitly burn sugarcane, which has resulted in significant loss of income for farmers. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Semuda says cane farmers must be protected against the practice, which can sometimes wipe out the means of survival for entire families and communities.
Illicit burning of sugar is destructive to the foundation of our economy. It is unpatriotic, and it is very discouraging for those people who work night and day tirelessly to keep the industry going. And apart from everything else, it is criminal, and they should all be put in prison for the actions that they are undertaking.
Minister Semuda says sugarcane needs to be harvested and milled immediately after being burnt to be useful for sugar production.
I'm appealing to all well-thinking workers within the industry and those who are not but in proximity to the industry to cease this hideous practice of burning cane. For whatever the reason, it does not justify it because it results in loss.
The minister says he's hopeful that Jamaica will see significant improvement in sugarcane production this year. He says due to increased rainfall and overall good weather conditions over the past year, the industry should see increased production.
We are going to have a much better crop this year, in addition to which the price of sugar has increased, making it far more viable today than it was a year ago. We are all more hopeful that it will continue to rise.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Semuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Patient man ride donkey. Translation, a patient man rides a donkey. And this means, patience is a key ingredient for success in a difficult undertaking.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANAND alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.